Sometimes the end of the year has the same feeling as the late stages of a marathon. The work, like those 26.2 miles, keeps coming and you really start to just want it to be over. Even harder than those moments late in a marathon or the moments late in an 18 or 20 mile long training run, where there's no cheering crowds, finishers' medals, or bananas at the end. Sometimes our year-end work has that banality to it. It just needs to get done. I learned one trick that might help you finish your 2012 real strong. Mentally, retrace your steps from the start of the run, or the year, or a long project you're on. Visualize that first hill. See that long stretch by the river. Remember how you got through that part near Michigan Avenue that you always hated. It kind of amazed me how much there was to go over. Wow, it covered a lot of ground, and it gave me a sense of momentum. Small wins, steps along the way, are a big deal. Kuzis and Posner say so in their book, The Leadership Challenge. John Cotter lists those small wins as a key in his 8 Steps on Change. His method of recall for momentum can work for you as an individual. Of course, it also helps when you're leading others in this time of waning daylight and waning days. Kim Cameron picks up the small wins and momentum theme in his work on positive leadership, and one of his contributions is to communally note those wins, celebrate them, and make them public. Change and progress come when we have some sense that we're not starting every day from scratch. You can do this, finishing strong, leading with your best self.